Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours. Now, I've got 2 hours. I can't believe it. I'm really excited. Obviously, it's the new extended version of my show, 9 till 11 o'clock. Aren't you lucky? Unfortunately, I've got a cold, so I'm going to take it really easy. I'm going to relax back. I'm sitting back in my recliner chair in the studio. I'm going to talk to you for a little while. I'm going to play some music, and I will do some readings, but bear in mind, I do have a cold, okay? So tonight's show, I did have a guest lined up, but unfortunately, they've had to I think they had something cropped up, some emergency that they had to deal with. So, unfortunately, but never mind, so I'll have that guest on again. I do have other guests planned, and I also was thinking about how can I make my show a little bit different? You know, obviously Mike's got his show, Andrew D's got his show, and you know, we do Spirit Links. This is primarily what we're here to do. But I like to do things just a little bit different, you know. So I've been racking my brain all day. Now I know you guys in the States, all you want to do is listen to or have readings, okay? But there are certain things that are going on over here in the UK. So hang on, I'm just getting reports that people can't hear me. Interesting. I shall ask our producer, Mr. Robert, are you there? People are having problems hearing me. If you can't hear me, I suggest that maybe what you need to do is just refresh your PCs. Just refresh your PCs or your laptops and see if it's coming back through that way. I'm being told by my producer that actually everything's working fine our end. So, okay, I'll just plod along. So let's first of all, the important stuff, the telephone numbers that you need, okay? So in the US, you need the 760-283-4611 number. Everywhere else, including the UK, 001-760-283-4611. And I shall repeat these again as well during the show. Or you can Skype at www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. But there's loads of other ways that you can obviously get in contact with me. You can get me on Skype, Nick Humphries. I think it's actually Rubik71, which is my number. It's spelled RUBICX71. Or you can email me, info@nick-humphries.com. And also my website is www.nick-humphries.com. All pretty easy, all pretty straightforward. It's just get in contact. So obviously I've still got competitions as well. And I've got an extra bonus as well. I've got another competition I'm going to add on tonight. Seeing as I've got an hour or 2 hours, I may as well. Obviously the first one is for the lovable Colin Fry show, the Higher Senses Tour, the last pair of tickets. They weren't won last week, unfortunately. So they are for the 10th of May, the Civic Theatre in Bedworth. If you're anywhere near there, please get in contact. Okay, the competition question is, who is the main guy that you're going to go and see in the Civic Theatre in Bedworth? Who is it? Colin Fry, of course. Just email me the answer, and you win yourself a lovely pair of tickets. But also I do have another competition, but I want to go through some other stuff before I do this other competition, just to make you aware of how busy I'm getting, and some friends of mine as well. Okay, let me see, let's have a look. I've got this lovely bit of paper here, and obviously you can tell that I've got a cold because I've had to write everything down. It's amazing. So on the 11th of May, okay, this is coming up very soon, 2 weeks time, we have a paranormal investigation coming up, okay? This is a local one to me, obviously in Wales, and it's at the Crosshands Cinema. Okay, it's an exclusive one-off, fantastic old theatre, okay? I've been invited along to hold a paranormal investigation there, because things are going funny there, and they've had one team go in, and they couldn't quite get the information. We're going in there to give them what they need to know. We're going to give them the history, you know, of the place, not just the place, but obviously the grounds as well, if we can. So this is a fantastic. Tickets or spaces are £35. There's only a few spaces left, and you need to go to www.nick-humphreys.com and go to the events page, and obviously you'll see the link there for the Crosshands Paranormal Investigation. We will be there, or I will be there, but also I'll be there with the newly founded the Soul Seekers, a lovely group of friends of ours. We've all joined together now to make it official, and we're going to be there, a team of six. And what we'll do on that night, we'll walk you around, and we've got three mediums there: myself, Michelle Morgan, and dear friend Karen Evans. And she's new to this, you know. She was a fledgling, and we're slowly getting her to come out of her shell, shall I say. So she'll be there as well. And but she's fantastic. The stuff she gets is fantastic. And you know, I admire her bravery for just, you know, going ahead with it, because I've been trying to get her to do it for some time now, and she's just coming out, you know, to do it and go. Yeah, semi-professional, which is fantastic. But again, it's Paranormal Investigation at Crosshands Cinema on the 11th of May, starting at 9:30 to about 3:30, 4 o'clock at night. It's going to be a great time, because we'll split you off, put you in teams, we'll do individual stuff as well. So, you know, it's a must. It's a one-off exclusive. Don't miss out. Go to www.nick-humphreys.com. Buy those spaces, okay? It's pretty cheap, £35, and that's that one. Okay, the next on the agenda is on the 2nd of June, okay? 2nd of June, we got a mediumship night with myself, Mike, and Oscar, okay? Three of the lovely hosts on here on Mike Spirit FM. And we're going to be at the, let me get the information for you, the Neighbourhood Learning Centre in Follyview, Penygarn, Pontypool. This is, again, as I said, the 2nd of June, starting at 7:30. Tickets are £10. You can get tickets by contacting Oscar on the following number, which is 01202-523-820, or his mobile, 0778-757-6452. Okay, so that's the number you need to ring. I've actually got tickets here as well. So if you want a ticket, email me, and we can, you know, start the process. You can buy a ticket from me. It's going to be it's a fabulous place. Look it up on the internet, because it's a pine. It's like a building made out of wood. It's fantastically built. Beautiful place. I really can't wait to do this. It's going to be a really good laugh. Three different mediums doing different stuff. You know, working differently. So it'd be just great to, you know, at the end of the day, it's just going to be a good laugh, lovely atmosphere, and obviously lovely guests that are going to come along as well. And then, okay, on the 9th of June, something spectacular starts. And I say spectacular because I can't wait for this, okay? I can't wait for anything that I do, really, but this is going to be great, okay? The new Spirit Connections Tour kicks off, okay? It kicks off in Llanelli. Okay, this is down South Wales, and it starts off in a halfway hotel at 7:30. I think the doors open at 7. It starts at 7:30, and it's for myself and Michelle Morgan. Okay, it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic night. You can go to www.eventelephant.com/Spirit Connections Tour. Now, Connections is spelt with an X, not a C. Okay, obviously in the middle, not the beginning. Spirit Connections Tour, and you can buy your tickets there. They're £11 each. Okay, it's going to be a great night. It's the start of the Spiritual Connections Tour. Again, me and Michelle, we work so well together, yet we work completely different, and in our ways that we work, and we just bounce off each other. It's like, you know, me and Mike work together, we bounce off each other. So it's that, having that great energy, it's fantastic. And that's the reason why I'm so excited, because not only am I going to be working with two other great, fantastic mediums, you know, I'm going to be working alongside, you know, another fantastic medium. Okay, Michelle Morgan's fantastic. She was a guest on my show not so long ago. She will be a guest on my show at some stage again. I haven't told her yet. I'll probably get a kick around the head when I see her. So that's the show to go to, okay? I'm doing these in date order, if you've noticed, okay? So, and then on the 16th of June, okay, this is going to be really interesting. Another great, exclusive, one-off paranormal investigation, okay, along with the Soul Seekers, okay, investigation team. Researchers, should I say. I like the word researchers, team. Yeah, research. We are researching, because that's what we're doing. It's going to be at the Melville Theatre in Abergavenny. Okay, price is £35. Again, you can go to eventelephant.com, and I believe I'm going to get a phone call in a minute, I know, or I'm going to get a message through Facebook. Say, no, Nick, that's wrong. So if I am wrong here, Mish, I know you're listening, please can you just confirm this for me, okay? But I know it's www.eventelephant.com/, and I think it's paranormal investigation, I think. I could be wrong. Okay, but I'm sure I will get corrected. And if I do, I'll just obviously pass that information. But we're going to be working the same way as we did in Crosshands. We're going to be splitting up in teams. We're going to do, it depends on how many guests we get going. But we get you all together and we'll do visuals, we'll do seances, you know, we'll do experiments like table tipping and so on. And we've got a few things up our sleeves as well. It's a fantastic little place. And actually, it's got a fantastic theatre. Which brings me then on to my next one, okay? Because on the 22nd of June, the Spirit Connections Tour continues. Where? Believe it or not, at the Melville Theatre in Abergavenny. Okay? Show starts at 7:30. Again, you can go to www.eventselephant.com/spiritual. Spirit Connections. I keep saying spiritual, it's not Spirit Connections. Spirit Connections Tour, I've just been told, okay? So, just look us up. And you can, obviously, you can go on our Facebook, Nick Humphreys, or International Medium Nick Humphreys, and you can see, go onto the events pages and have a look. Cause it, I tell you, there's some fantastic stuff that's coming up. This is just a handful of stuff that I've grasped today, because there's other stuff in the mill, shall I say. I know I'm doing Pamper Days, so you'll be able to see me at Pamper Days around, obviously, South Wales. But I want to go on to talk about my show, okay, and about me a little bit as well. I like talking about me, as you probably gathered. So one thing you probably don't know about me is that I love the 80s. Well, you probably do know, because the music that I play. I love the 80s. I was born in the 70s. I do love the 70s music, and every era has obviously got fantastic music, but the 80s for me is it, really. You know, I hear an 80s song and nostalgia kicks in, and it's just fab. It's one of those things, okay? So this brings me to the competition, the other competition that I've got, okay? Because I have got one ticket, and I say one ticket, okay, for one lucky person to win. Okay, to go to the Crosshands Cinema Paranormal Investigation. One ticket. Okay, and the question is, it's a really difficult question. I have to make it difficult, okay, because obviously the spaces are very limited. You'd understand that, okay? So, I'd like you to tell me via email, okay, if or when. Hang on, I'll just be a message now. Wow. Okay, so when was my favourite era? Okay, email me info@nick-humphreys.com. Okay, that's to win the ticket to the paranormal investigation. Okay, I'm going to get loads of callers now. or people messaging me, I want this ticket. Cause I'll tell you, we went there just to, obviously, we have to go to these places before we can take members of the public there, just to make sure, for health and safety reasons, it's safe, not only in the light, but also in the dark. We could check out areas where we can feel activity. We walked in there, not knowing anything. We came out buzzing, literally buzzing. And the lady that runs the place said to us, because there was me, Michelle and Karen, and she said, I've got to tell you this. I was like, okay. And she said, you know, I've had other mediums here. I was like, oh, okay, right. And she said, none of them have ever made me feel the way that you make me feel. I was like, oh, that sounds good. And she said, you are making me buzz. She said, I can feel goosebumps all over me. There's something obviously about you three which I like. I was like, oh, it's a good thing then. She said, yeah, it is a good thing. And she said, I'm so happy you're here to help out, which I thought was fantastic. You know, it's really, really nice to hear that. You know, we don't hear it that often. Sometimes we might, you know, get a rotten tomato thrown at us and saying, you know, freaks or, you know, whatever it is. Okay, but it was so nice. And it's such a great venue. Okay, and that's why it's a one-off exclusive. So let me talk about, obviously, my show, as I said, I would do, okay? My show, as I said, obviously, I'm going to do readings probably in the second half of the show because it's 2 hours. As if I get that far. As if I could think of that much to talk about. But how am I going to make this show different? Obviously, I want to talk about subjects that you guys will like and be interested in. But then, obviously, we have guests. Now, I've got some fabulous guests lined up. I have to tell you, I've got Pamela Nine. We're in talk. She's a fantastic medium out in the States. She's got, I think, 9 spiritual centres, I believe. I could be wrong, but she's got 9 spiritual centres out in the States. You know, she's a medium. She's author, everything. I can't wait to have her on my show, to be honest. I can ask all these lovely questions. Obviously, I'm going to have the likes of Mike Davis on my show. Elizabeth Crowler, just who else? Oscar. I love Oscar because Oscar's such a charming gentleman. There is others that I've got in line. I've got also the Soul Seekers. Now that's going to be an interesting one. I'm going to invite the Soul Seekers team onto the show. We're just collaborating together on how we're going to do this because obviously it's all run through the internet. But I'm sure we can think of a way. And I'm hoping actually. If I can get my diary out, I'm hoping we can probably do it next week, hopefully. Now, I know a couple of them are listening, because we've got Michelle Morgan, obviously she's a medium. We've got Karen Evans, she's a medium. We'd have my wife Helen, she'd be a scribe and investigator as well. Then there's the likes of Laura. Laura is our researcher, so she actually locates places to go to, and then she researches the information we get, which is great. And then obviously there's Gareth as well. Gareth's a nice gentleman. He's going to be he's a scribe, so he'll take down lots of the information. And then we've got this bloke called Nobby. I love him to bits. He's such a great guy. Okay, he's actually Michelle's husband. He's so down to earth and really funny, very comical, but very sceptic. And when we're always together, be it me and Michelle or Karen, or we're doing a development group in the house, he always at the end of it says, you know, like something like the taps would turn on by themselves, just to make us laugh. But actually, it's true, the taps would turn themselves on. But he's going to be there as our sceptic, so he's going to be the person on the fence. So he will be the one that will be running around. We'll say, did you hear that noise? He will go and investigate to see what it was. Was it a window? Was it a door? You know, was it the breeze or anything? He's the person that we'd be looking at to actually say, I can't explain what that noise was, because then we know actually we've got the activity. So that's pretty much the team, really cracking team. So we're going to have those on the show as well. And then I had this. Now, it's funny because whenever I have a shower, which is every day, obviously, I always come up with some really wacky ideas. And I thought about this. And I don't think this has ever been done on radio. Okay? Now, I've done a show before, like live mainstream, video stream, where I used to teach online. it's not that, but it's something slightly different. So if this person's listening, okay, I'd like to say, hold on to your knicker lining, okay? Because what it is that I'm actually going to invite fledglings onto my show, okay? And it would be a really great idea to get fledglings to have an idea, an understanding of other ways that mediums can work. You know, I've worked on platform in churches, I've worked on the open stage in theatres, I've worked pubs, clubs, and so on, okay? You know, I've stood up in pamper parties and so on, and worked in different forms of working. So it's a really great way of learning and a technique. So I thought, well, actually, no, this would be good for fledglings. So I was actually thinking about Karen, because I know that I've said that she's, you know, she was a fledgling, and she's learning. She's done platform in church. She hasn't yet been on stage or done anything in front or live in front of everybody outside of church. But I thought this would be a good platform for her. So that's what I get. I'm going to get a real big kick. I know I am. She's probably fallen off her seat. If I have, sweetheart, I'm sorry, okay? I apologise if I've made you fall off your seat. But you can text me, okay? Karen, you can text me. If you're listening, text me and tell me you're happy with that. There you go. Actually, that's a good idea as well. If you want to give me an answer... Hang on. I've just had a message from a lovely friend on Facebook, and okay, let's have a look. This is a lovely lady called Brenda Jones, and she has just messaged saying, "Hi Nick, I know you said email the answer to the question. I would email you, but I don't drive." Okay, the answer is 80s. Okay, well you're correct, Brenda. Stay online, okay? We will obviously work out a way of getting you to the event. And I'm sure that, you know, we have a spare room here. If you need be, you can stay here, you know, the night or the night after, I want to say, but obviously it'd be the morning or the afternoon. So stay online. Congratulations. Woohoo! We've got a winner, okay? If it was Real Radio, I'd get you to say Real Radio, okay? But obviously I'm not. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. But so well done. Round of applause for Brenda Jones. You're coming to the paranormal investigation at Cross Hands. Oh boy, what a night. It's going to be fantastic, okay? But obviously I still want, I'm going to check my emails now to see if we have a winner for the Colin Fry tickets. Okay, the lovely Colin Fry, performing on the 10th of May at the Civic Theatre in Bedworth. Okay, the answer is, who is performing in the Civic Theatre in Bedworth on the 10th of May? Obviously, you know the answer to that. Do I really have to tell you? Do I? Do I have to tell you again who's performing at the Civic Theatre in Bedworth? Okay, one last time then. Colin Fry, there you go. I'm giving you the answers. How bad is that? I'll get told off by Touchstone. I know I will. So again, once again, I'd like to say congratulations to Brenda Jones for that. Good luck. Well, good luck. Good luck on the night. You'll need it. So what I'm going to do... what should I do? I'm going to go to some music, okay, and then I'll chat a little bit more, and I think on the hour we'll start doing some reading. So I'm going to go to some music, okay, there's some lovely 80s music. I'd like to say that the second track is actually dedicated to my sister Anita. I say the second track, I think you'll know the one, because she's very much into what we call ska music over here. In the 80s, everybody would dress up in black and white. You either had the punk, or metal, or ska. So things like the Specials, Madness, and you know, the Jam. They were all pretty much that sort of scene. So it's actually the Specials. So when you hear the Specials, it's for you, okay, my dear sister. So I'm going to go to the music, okay, a couple of tracks, and then I'll talk some more after, and I'll give you all the information again.
My tree, right tonight next to me. She leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, she doesn't know what she's done. Feel the breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
Just a fool to believe.
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 Wow, some great tracks. Definitely bring some back some memories. So, obviously, let me just recap then. So, well done to Brenda, okay, for winning the investigation ticket to the Crosshands event. That's going to be such a great night. I'll tell you, I'm so can't wait. Again, obviously, we still have the competition going. Okay, I'm your host, Nick Humphreys, okay? And this is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. So, the ghost for Colin Fry, 10th of May, Civic Theatre, Bedworth. The answer is Colin Fry. Just need you someone to email me and win the pair of tickets. Quite simple. Easy as. So, obviously, I gave out all those tour dates, or those show dates. They are available online, on Facebook, on my website. They are on there. Just keep looking up. Come along and see us. It's going to be a really, really great show. I'm really looking forward to it, because me and Michelle are going to mix things up a little bit. We're going to do things where we might actually ask two of you to get up on platform, not to do work, okay? Just to do investigations. That's the wrong word. Experiments. So it would be a great time, okay? I forgot to tell you, the halfway hotel, okay? The tickets are £11. But we're in a halfway hotel. They're actually going to do, for an extra cost, a very small extra cost, okay, bucket meals, or basket meals, I think they're called, okay? So things like chicken and chips, sausage and chips, scampi and chips, beans and chips and chips, bread and chips, ham and chips. And, you know, if it's got chips in it, you can have it. So it's going to be a great night. You can tell that I'm really relaxed because I'm coming up with some really stupid stuff. So I'd like to obviously welcome everybody in the States, Canada, Australia, everywhere that you're listening to. Welcome to my show. This is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. I'm your host, Nick Humphreys. What else am I going to be doing? Obviously, me and Michelle, every week, we hold a development group. And we've seen the development group start from, I think we had like 4 or 5 people. We now have 15 people, and it's growing. And we've seen people like Karen. Now, Karen was in my first development group that I used to hold on my own, and she came along so well. And then when me and Michelle joined forces, you know, we've seen people like her just go from strength to strength, and it's always great to see, you know. And then it's really interesting, because what will happen is that you're getting a comfort zone. Now, I have to say, mediums do this as well. I do it. We get very complacent. Okay, and we would just either not get egotistical with it, not at all, but we're like, yeah, thanks, you know, thanks Spirit, thanks for that. And then what will happen is that something will change. Now, I remember doing, it's quite a classic story of me and Michelle. We were going on our way to Swansea, I think it was, or something like that, to do a charity event. And on the way there, I was saying, I'm really nervous, I am really nervous, I don't know if I can do this, I'm really, really nervous. When I heard my guides and my team behind me saying, you'll be all right. I was like, oh, great, thanks. Yeah, we're going to change the way we're working with you. I was like, what? You can't do that to me. But they do. And you have to just go with it. So, and it's really good, because in a development group, what we class over here in the UK as a cocky person. It's a person that thinks, actually, yeah, look at me, I got that link right, you know. And then what will happen is that next week they'll get up thinking, hey, yeah, you watch me, I'm going to do this great, you know. And actually they'll get nothing, and they don't know why. And it's always great to see the expression on their face when this happens. Now, it's happened a few times within our circle, because it's their way of learning. It's, you've got to learn, you know, that sometimes they will change the way, they will stand back just to, you know, get you to link in a bit more, a bit stronger. You know, I've done it. I've been on stage before. I've been in churches before, you know, and I've gone, right, okay, I want to come to you, and I'll get nothing. And all the information I'm getting, the person won't take. But it's not, it doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that, you know, the information that person doesn't understand. So it's just one of those things. But I love teaching. I do love teaching. I hold it very close to my heart, because it's great to see somebody come into the group that either is a skeptic, and then to walk out a believer, to come in as a believer, and not having a link, not being able to link, to be able to hear or feel something, to come in feeling or hearing something and not understanding what it is, to walking out to understanding exactly what it is. to hearing something or coming into the group and hearing something and not understand what it is or understand what it is, to actually being able to pass it on to that, the right person, you know. And I'll say this again, because I had a medium, a fairly famous medium in London, say to me online, "You have to be born with it." Do you know? Yeah, some, yeah, okay. Some are lucky enough. You know, I'm lucky enough to. I was born with this. You know, I could see spirit when I was three. You know, and they were talking to me. My sister was picked up by spirit. Yes, I am so thankful and grateful for it. Okay, but everybody can do this. Okay, everybody, and it's always amazing to see people come in, as I said, into the group, blinkered, not knowing what they're doing, or frightened, in fact, talking out, believing, and passing messages on within a matter of weeks, you know, or a couple of months. We will all take different times of development. It's just the way it is. You know, I'm rubbish. I've always been rubbish at things like maths and just school. I hated school. I really did hate school. So I was no good at it. So I left. But I was good with my hands, you know. I was good with mechanical things and putting things together, you know. But so it's just one of those things. It's, you know, if we were all the same, you know, what would the world be like? It would be boring, wouldn't it? So people to come into the development group is just and be different is, you know, we've got a guy in our development group, and he came along, and me and Michelle looked at each other. And there's something about this guy, just didn't know what it was, you know, just really nice guy, just didn't know what it was about this guy. And my guides, Michelle guides, were saying he works for spirit. And we're like, okay, at least we understand. And we would say to him, "You work for spirit," you know, "No, I don't." But yeah, it just, you know, and he was very closed. A very close person. He just would sit there, arms folded. I mean, he still does that to this day. You know, he sits there, arms folded, and you know, he was swear blind. He was there to test us, okay, right at the very beginning, until, you know, and then he started to open up a little bit. And actually, do you know what? He's such a nice, really nice guy. Okay, he's funny. He always cracks a joke at the right time. He likes wild garlic, you know. So, but it's always the people you least expect it as well, because he sat there, closed arms, and, you know, no expression to his face, and us being told that he works for spirit. And that, in fact, he does work for spirit. He did confirm it as well, because he does Reiki, and he's a Reiki master, I believe he said he was. So he, therefore, he does work for spirit, but not in the way that we thought he did. But nevertheless, he's still learning, and the information he comes up with is great. It's really, really great. And I've got to say this, guys. You know, I know I'm whittling on, okay, but I've got time to. Okay, I love my 2-hour show. It's so great, so nice. I love my job. Okay, I would not give it up for the world. When we work for spirit, we have to be very, very grateful, okay, for the information that comes through. And we don't question it. First of all, don't question what you're getting, okay? Second rule, give what you're getting, okay? Third rule, don't mess around with the information, okay? Because if you get something and you don't pass it on, how are you going to know if it's right? Or if you get something and you think it's wrong and you change it slightly, it will be wrong, okay? So you have to really, and I always explain this in this simple terms, okay? If spirits give you a message of baked beans, you give baked beans. You don't turn it into an ice popsicle, okay? Because it won't fit, and that person will say, "I don't understand." You've got to give it. Yeah, when I was, this is going back years now, okay? I was in development group. We should all be sitting in development group. Now, I think you heard me on one of my shows talking to Ross Bartlett about the importance of sitting in development groups, okay? So I was sitting in development groups, and I had this message for the girl sitting next to me, and I just could not make up what they were trying to say. And because my logical brain was kicking in, going, "Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense to me. why should I give that if it doesn't make sense, okay? And they said, this person giving a message, okay, I believe it was a grandfather, giving this, no, it wasn't actually, it was a friend, giving this message, said, if you give it to her, she'll laugh and she will understand it. I was like, yeah, okay. Well, she'll laugh because it's really wacky, okay, and she'll probably think I'm stupid, okay? So he said, no, trust me, you need to give that information because she will understand then who I am. I was like, oh, okay. This bit of information is going to make her realise who I've got standing next to me. Yes, he said. Because I'd given her stuff before and she just didn't understand it, okay? So I said, okay, do you know what? I've got to give you this. She said, what's that? I said, the name Murdoch. And she laughed. And she went, oh my God. You know, I haven't heard from this guy for years. You know, he passed over, blah, blah, blah. And she knew exactly who he was. And the reason it gave me Murdoch was because she was a fan and of the A-Team. And her favourite character, when they ever used to watch it together, was Murdoch out of the A-Team. So can you imagine how, if I didn't give that information, she would never know who that link was, okay? Or if I had changed it to something else, you know, like a Murdoch drink, okay? It was just wouldn't fit. But he was adamant. And even to this day, you will hear me when I give readings, okay, live on air, on show, on stage, in churches, and somebody says, I can't take that, I will say to you, I have to give it to you. I have to give it to you, okay? Because I have to give it to you. Spirit would not tell me that information for no apparent reason, okay? Because it has no use for me to know it, okay? There's no use there's no reason for me to know it, okay? It's for you. So this is how we should learn, okay? So basically what I'm doing here is I'm giving you the ideas of mediumship and how it works or how we should be seen to work, okay? Because the other thing is with me is that names, okay? Names. I don't really work with names, okay? I'm being told yes, I do, okay, by my guides, okay? Because they're standing close to me, okay? So I don't really work with names. And I've always said to Spirit, you know, don't give me that because I don't want to go down that road of, you know, do you know a Jack? No. John? No. Jonathan? No. I don't want to go down that road. If you're going to give me a name, I want to hear it at least 3 times, okay? And then I will give it. And I think I was at a show, and my wife will remember this as well. I think I was at a show, and I said to this lady, do you know what? I don't do names, okay? She went, oh, that's right, love, don't worry. I said, I don't do names, but I have to give you this because they keep repeating this name over and over again. She said, it's all right, love. Yeah, if you want to give me a name, give me a name. So I gave this name. She went, yeah, I know that person. Yeah, and I said, they're in spirit. Yeah, that's right. And then, boom, another name. I said, look, I've got to give you another name. She went, go on then. So I said, this name. Yep. She said, yeah, I can take that. I was like, oh, God, okay, this is, okay. I don't, love, I don't normally work with names, and I may look shocked, but believe me, I am, because I don't work with names. And boom, I had another name. Sorry, love, I've got to give you another name. She went, yeah, that's right, I understand that one. And it went on for a little while, and I was just like, wow, you know. And this is how it works. Once you get comfortable, they will change it, okay? They will change the way you work, okay? Now, I see spirit sometimes, okay? I see spirit as a form, as them, okay, as they are in spirit or as they were in on the earth plane. I see spirit as an energy, okay, so I see like ripples and stuff like that, and I can see where they're standing, okay, because it all depends if their energy can link with my energy, so it's all about that. Sometimes they actually show me as a picture in my mind, or I feel their energy, so I can feel how high they are, how big they are, what kind of hair they had, you know, I feel that, but I definitely hear them. Okay, I'll say that now, and then tonight when I'm doing the readings, they'll all better stand off probably and teach me a lesson for doing this. So it's a lesson learned. But you know, I need you to understand how I work, because each medium will work differently. Now, if you saw me live on stage, okay, and I do it here in the studio, okay, you will probably get a little bit of a neck ache, okay, because I like walking around because it builds up energy, okay, and I actually talk out loud to spirit. Now, you've heard me on the radio. I will talk to them, and I will question them. And I'll say, I don't understand what you're trying to tell me. Okay, can you go away and build up the energy and give me something else? Okay, so, and they will do. Bless their hearts, they will go off, or my helpers will go and help them. Okay, and they'll come back with the right energy. Okay, the right form, and that's just the way it is. Okay, I've got to tell you a really funny story. Okay, because we're coming up to like nearly ten to ten here. Okay, in the UK, so I think on the hour we'll start. If we've got any callers, we'll do some readings. But this is a classic. Okay, of me having to give physical evidence of somebody that passed over to the spirit world. I was doing a show alongside two other mediums, okay, and great show, I really enjoyed it, and I had this, my first link was this guy in spirit, and he came across as very sporty, okay, and I could tell that his energy was, you know, laughing, you know, he'd like to laugh, have a bit of a joke, and I thought, okay, I'll go along with this. I was explaining, you know, this information to the audience, you know, and I said, you know, does anybody understand this person would be in spirit, blah, 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 blah. No hands went up. So I carried on, and this, after a little while, this little hand came up at the back of the audience. Yes, sweetie, you know, I understand the information. Great, okay, you know, can I work with you? Thank you very much. And then he showed me, in front of my eyes, a weightlifting apparatus. You know, when you lay down on the bench and you pump some iron, you know? And he showed me that. I said, you'd understand this person was really, really sporty and liked doing the old weights and big grin on his face, quite a big gentleman. She said, yeah, you know, I understand the information. I said, right, hang on, he's showing me something else now. I was like, really? Really? Honestly, to spirit? I said, you want me to show this action to the audience? And his spirit said, yeah, please, you have to show them, because she'll understand it's exactly who I am. I was like, oh, come on, I'm going to look like a complete idiot. Now, you know, I'm an idiot at the best of times, but this is going to really push me over the edge. So he said, no, please, you know, you have to give this evidence. I said, okay, you know. So I said to his sweetheart, I said, look, I've got to show you this action, okay? Like I'm laying down on the bench and I'm pushing up weights. You'd understand this. She said, yes, sweetie, I can understand that. I said, now what he wants me to do is to pretend that I'm being choked by these weights. And he wants me to go, boo, like this. I said, you'd understand that, wouldn't you? She went, yes, darling, I do. That's how he died. I was like, oh, my days. If there was a hole, I nearly fell in it. And the audience went very, very quiet. And lots of hushes and lots of, oh, no, what's he going to do now? And I laughed. I laughed because he laughed, and the spirit said to me, no, 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 idiot, like this, but that's how I passed. So because he was laughing, I was laughing, and the lady said, she was laughing as well, she said, no, sweetheart, if you hadn't have done that action, I wouldn't have been able to take that connection with that person in spirit. Big sigh of relief, colour came back into my face, and the audience erupted in laughter. It was a magical moment, ladies and gentlemen, it was a magical moment. It was the highlight of the evening for me, really, because it was just so outrageous. But it's how we work. So other mediums won't do that, okay? But I do. If they give it to me, I will give it to you, okay? If it's the information that you need to hear, I will give it to you. Obviously, as a medium, we have personal responsibility, okay? We can't, and I've never known this to happen, okay? But we can't tell you that you're going to drop down dead, or give you the lottery tickets, or somebody in your family is going to pass down on a certain date, because spirit wouldn't give that information to us, okay? Because why would they? Okay, they come through with guidance, okay, about your love, money, home, reward, work, or just the general, I'm here, here's my evidence, I survive in the spirit world, you know, yee-haw, okay? But a medium would never ever, and should never ever, tell you anything bad is going to happen. They might give you guidance or warnings, like, you know, there's a problem with a car, do you know, a problem with a car, it's got wheels, blah blah, mate, go and have it checked out. We'll give you warnings like that, but every medium, okay, has personal responsibility of how they pass that information over to you, okay? So, but, and this is something we have to see, it's not easy being a medium, you know, there's always this protocol we have to think about when we're actually doing it. Now over here in the UK, I know it's different in the States, okay? But over here in the UK, we have to, before we even even think about getting up and actually doing a demonstration of spiritualism or mediumship, okay, we have to announce that it's for entertainment purposes only, which is really stupid, okay? It's not a law I agree with, okay? But it's a safeguard for us and for yourself, okay? So it is all entertainment purposes. So you have to take that information as you wish, okay? We all have free will. But I love my work. Not only do I love my work, I love the spirit that comes through, because they come through in such, you know, unconditional love and compassion for you, okay? And not only that, I love the people that actually it gives me connections to. So when you phone up or I'm doing a one-to-one, it's not that I'm in love with you. It's just that I love the people I meet, okay? You know, and I can give you that energy. It's a great, great, great job, okay? I call it a job because it is a living for me, okay? Obviously, let me just announce, obviously, that I am Nick Humphreys, international medium, okay? My website is www.nick-humphreys.com, and this is the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. It's the new show. It's the start of something fantastic, because I'm going to have so many good guests. I'm going to talk to you a lot about how I work, how people work. I'll get fledglings on so you can see the different, not in different standards, not by any means, but how it is, how we can learn and work in different forms. Okay, obviously I'm a medium, I'm a trance medium, but I can't do trance over the radio because you will not know unless obviously it's a vocal thing. But I have to say, you know, it's how do I say this? It's a go with the flow job for me. Okay, I will go where spirit take me. Okay, end of. So, you know, I know obviously Mike, the lucky one, he's going to the States this year. Okay, watch the space. Okay, there is stuff going on. I can't announce it. Okay, but I know I'll probably be looking at going to the States next year. So it's great. What I'm going to do now, guys, is I'm just going to quickly check the emails. Obviously during a break. Okay, I'm going to play another track. I'm going to check the emails. I'm going to go and blow my nose. Okay, because obviously I am suffering with a cold. I'm going to have a sip of water, quick hug with the wife, and give a kiss. So let's go to this track. I know it's only 5-2. Okay, I'm going to see if there's any callers. If not, I'll carry on talking. I might even actually just give someone a quick text and see if they want to come on the show. See what happens. This is a live show, okay, here on MikeSpirit.fm, okay? I hope you're enjoying it so far. It's a bit of a crazy thing. Obviously, we've got the competitions, okay? Obviously, the ticket for the paranormal investigation has been won. Okay, I'll tell you, I can't tell you how excited I am by this investigation. It's great. And the Soul Seekers team are a mad bunch, if they don't mind me saying. They are a mad bunch, but a lovable bunch, okay? Most of all, we're professional, okay? And we just like what we do, and we do it at our best. So let's go to this lovely track. Again, it's another 80s track. I think it's an 80s track anyway. Let's go to this track. I'll come back all refreshed, and I'll speak to you in a minute.
Someone's been there and they got
Another classic track. Obviously, that was Billy Idol, 16. I've never really listened to a lot of Billy Idol, but that was just, I don't know. There's something about that track. It's just really, really sweet, really nice, lovely melody and so on. So let's just obviously announce this Higher Senses. I have to give this ticket, okay, this pair of tickets away tonight, okay, to the Colin Fry Higher Senses Tour. At 10th of May, okay, or where is it? The Civic Theatre in Bedworth. I have to give them away tonight. Otherwise, it's just going to go to waste. I've got them here in my hands, okay, and it's just be a great shame. Someone's got to give these tickets, okay, or get these tickets. Email me. I'll tell you what. If you want to win them, okay, for one night only, okay, text me, okay, text me his name to 07970 668 307. Text me, okay? If you're listening and you want to go and see Colin Fry, text me the answer of who is performing on the 10th of May in the Civic Theatre. If I have to give the answer again, okay, my head will explode. Okay, I'm suffering a cold. I've got to give them away tonight, okay? I've already given away the ticket to the Paranormal Investigation to Brenda Jones. Congratulations, okay? So, we've had some fantastic tracks, and you've heard me wobbling on about me working, how I work, and a little bit of understanding about the spiritual world and how we all connect in different ways. You've heard about the tour that I'm doing alongside Michelle Morgan. Fantastic, fantastic show, okay? The Spirit Connections Tour, okay? We've got the Halfway Hotel in Clenethley. Okay, and that again is on the 9th of June. Again, we're doing the tour on the 16th of June. No, it's not, sorry, the 22nd of June in Abergavenny in the Melfield Theatre. But we do have on the 16th of June the Paranormal Investigation that we're holding there as well. Again, it's a one-off exclusive. Okay, nobody's ever been there before to do it. We will be the first people there. We like doing these quirkies. Also, I want to say this as well. If you're out there and you're listening to me, okay, and you know of a place that's never been done before, okay, and you've always seen it, and you've always gone, I'd love to do a paranormal investigation there, please email me, text me. You've got my number now, okay?
Welcome, friend, to the...
Okay, sorry about that. So if you want to obviously go to that, okay, just email me, okay, text me a destination, we will look into it, okay, and obviously we'll get back to you. If you actually, I'll tell you what we'll do, I'll probably get told off by the team now, but if you actually come up with a destination and it proves successful, okay, we might even give you a free ticket. We might. I say might. Okay? But if you come to me, okay, or Facebook me, look me up, say, hey, Nick, there's a place. It looks fantastic. Never been done before. Okay? I've seen it all every day since childhood. Love to do one there. Give us the name, details. We will get in contact with that place. And if we get a booking there, okay, and nobody's ever done an investigation there before, you may get a free ticket. Okay? It'd be great. I think that's great. I think that's fair enough, don't you? I think so. Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's see what's happening. Okay, on the telephone line, shall we? I've got loads of people messaging me now. Hang on. Let me go to the messages before we go to the telephone line, because obviously I need to get rid of these. Yep. I'm in big trouble. I just had a message from Michelle. I'm in big trouble for announcing that. Obviously, I think it's a great idea, Mish. If people come up to us and say, hey, you know, there's a place down the road, an old pub, it's been closed down for years, you know, I know the owner, and it would be great to go in there and do some activity, investigation and stuff like that, experiments, you know, it would be great. Right, oh, hang on, we may have a winner. It's for the 10th of May, the Colin Fry show, okay, at the Civic Theatre in Bedworth. That's what the information I've just been asked. Okay, and can you just, the person has just emailed me, okay, Lisa, can you just email me back and say if that's okay before I obviously offer you, and obviously I think we might have a winner. Which would be great, okay, because Colin Fry is such a nice guy, and he was so surprisingly nice when I you know, you hear all these stories, and actually when you meet them, you shouldn't, but just don't listen to the stories about people, okay, because they're all rubbish, okay, and just, oh, it's just nice, you know, all these rumours, bad rumours about Derek Acorn. Now, I never believed them in the first place, okay, and, you know, I've always wanted to meet him. Now, when I met him at the Psychic Rendezvous this year, Psychic Rendezvous, I actually met him. We spent about an hour with him, hour and a half with him, and oh boy, it was a dream come true. You've seen the photographs on Facebook, you know, I was in my element, this guy talking to me, wow, you know, with everybody from Mike Spirit FM, and obviously, you know, Ralph as well, Ralph was there. It was so nice to meet Ralph, and I've spoken to him since, and his partner Tony, so nice. And these people, you know, They have their status, you know, because they've been on TV, but you wouldn't know it. You just wouldn't know it. They are just so down to earth. They spend time with you, and that's what it should be about. It shouldn't be about the fact that, oh, you know, I'm big boy, I've been on TV. It's not about that. It's the connection with the audience, connection with the public, you know, and so on. It's just really great. So I'm hoping this lovely Lisa will actually email me back. She's obviously got the question right as well. Okay, and she's just asking clarification for the date. Okay, so again, it was the 10th of May. Please just check in your diary, make sure you can go. And I'm hoping you can obviously win this ticket or these pair of tickets. So I think I've done enough blabbering. I think. Don't you? I think so. Shall I go to the telephone line? Shall we see who we've got on the telephone? Let's see if the spirit are going to actually work with me tonight, as I've got a cold and I've been talking about them all night. So let's go to the telephone line. Let's do what I'm meant to be doing, shall I? Let's go to line one. I believe it's, is it Audrey?
Audrey?
Audrey. Sorry, Audrey. Sorry, it's the way it's spelled, sweetheart. Sorry. I didn't spell it. Blame the producer. How are you, sweetheart?
Good. How are you?
Apart from my cold, I'm surprisingly well, thank you. And whereabouts are you calling from?
New York.
New York, woo! What, Manhattan or downtown or uptown?
No, Buffalo.
Buffalo, okay. Mm-hmm. So my geography of the United States is pretty poor, you probably understand that. Okay, how can I help you this afternoon, as it would be over there?
I just like to know where this relationship is going with this man named Sean. He has come forward today, and he wants to take it to a different level. So I was wondering where it's going to be headed.
Okay. Let me just link in, okay? And let me just see what I can get for you, okay? Just give me a couple of seconds. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you.
His name is spelled S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. Because as I'm listening to you, okay, I'm asking Spirit to come forward as well. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Can you just show yourself a little bit more? Okay, thank you. Now, remember, as I was talking, I don't know if you listened to the whole show, but I was telling people how I work and different ways that I work. But I've actually got a lovely lady here presenting herself in front of me. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And she's telling me, actually, she's grandmother. You'd understand a grandmother figure in the spirit world.
Oh, yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Say again. Are you on mum's side, are you? Say again, mum's side? Yeah, mum's side, she's saying. Mum's side of the family. Grandmother and mum's side of the family. Past the spirit. You understand this? Mum's side, definitely?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, yes. Sweetheart, thank you. Okay. I have to say, she's a lovely, bubbly lady, okay? But she's quite a slender, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And she's... I want to say she's of average height. Now, when I say average, she's probably a little bit smaller. She's probably about 5 foot... Say again. Can you come forward so I can have a look? Okay, thank you. Looks about five. I'm getting a number 5'6" in my head. You understand this? Of about that height? Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to ask her the question, okay? Can you just tell me about this Sean that she's interacting with? Can you just tell me about that? He's a lovely gentleman. Okay. He's a lovely man. Lovely gentleman, she's saying. Okay? Okay, thank you. Okay. What's that then? Okay. Right. She's just saying to me about time, okay? She's just saying... What's that, sweetheart? Say it again. Okay, thank you. She's just saying about time. She's confirming time. She's just saying he will spend as much time as needed to be with you. But she's also talking about, actually, he's quite a busy man as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. When I say busy man, she's making me aware of work. Okay, so like he's busy with work. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Say again. Okay, thank you. Ooh, really? Okay. Ooh, I like that. He's quite romantic as well. This is what she's telling me.
Yeah.
You understand he's romantic?
Yes.
You say yes, but you're not sure yes, is it?
Oh, no, yeah. Yes. I've known him for quite some time.
Okay. Let me just ask. Okay, thank you. Why are you giving me that, sweetheart? Why are you presenting me with that? Okay, thank you. Really? Okay. Sweetheart, this is nothing to do with this Sean, okay? But she's just walked into the room with a birthday cake. Okay, what's that then? Okay. Thank you. Is it coming up, sweetheart? Okay. She's just walked into a lovely icing on it. It's a really, really lovely cake. Okay, she's telling me it's a fruitcake. Are you calling me a fruitcake or it's a fruitcake? Okay, it's a fruitcake. But she's presenting me with this birthday cake, okay? And she's telling me that there's a birthday coming up soon. You understand this?
Yeah, my mom's birthday is June 5th.
Okay, sweetheart. And I'm seeing the number 70 as well. I'm not sure if there's a connection with if it's your mum's
birthday. My mom's going to be 70, yes.
Wowee. Thank you very... Lovely, sweetheart. I thank you for that information. That's fantastic. Okay, thank you. Okay, sweetheart. Yes, she's just saying, can you just say happy birthday for her, okay? Thank you. Okay. I'm sure she will, sweetheart. Would you be able to relay that message to your mum as well? Okay, she just wants to say happy birthday, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. And also, okay, she's also talking about sherry as well. Can you just have a little bit of sherry for her? Thank you. She's not that she was into drink, she's telling me, okay, but she would like a glass of sherry put on the side as if she was there. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know if you'd understand it. Okay, thank you. Okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, she wants to go back to this Sean. Okay, thank you. Okay, I want to say this to you, okay, that he's actually quite a family man. Do you understand this? He's actually quite
yes,
a family man.
Yes, I do.
Man. Okay, sweetheart, I have to say this as well, because she's telling me that he actually wants to make family with you. You understand that?
Okay.
Okay. Not necessarily that, you know, obviously he wants to have children with you, but he wants to be a family with you. He wants to be with you as a family, if that makes any sense, okay? Okay, sweetheart, thank you. Okay. Okay, say again. Can you give me that name again? I want to hear it three times before I actually give it. Okay, right. She's talking about a George in spirit, okay? George in spirit? Okay. Connected to her also in spirit?
That was her husband.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, see, I have to ask it three times. I want the name three times from spirit, and it confirms it for me, okay? So she's talking... okay, thank you. And she's linking arms with him. Sweet. Oh, that's lovely. Okay. Okay,
which,
thank you.
That was her husband, which was my mother's father that she's
right,
never
okay.
seen in her life.
Okay. But they're linking arms, okay? They're here, and his energy is a little bit weaker, I have to say, okay? But they're linking arms, and I could just feel the love for each other is really great. It's so nice to see as well. Because, when we pass over, love continues, we're going into unconditional love and so on, okay? Say again, sweetheart. Okay, what for, sweetie? Why are you saying that? Okay. Who's saying that? Is that you saying that, sweetie, or is that him? Okay. Right. Oh, hang on. Slow down. She's talking about. I had an apology, like a sorry, sorry for something. But she's not actually telling me what the sorry is about. Okay. But she's connecting it to a gamble. There was a gamble. Do you understand something about a gamble? Is that right? A gamble.
Yes.
You'd understand there was a gamble on something. And it didn't quite work out.
Right.
Do you understand what they're talking?
Oh,
you understand
yes,
this?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Because she's just saying sorry, but I feel it's more from... okay. Is it from you, sweetheart? Yeah, it's from her. So she's just saying sorry. She just said, can you just tell her I'm sorry? It was a gamble and it never paid off or something like that. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's have a look then. Okay. Do you want to just clarify what you're saying about Sean? Okay. Really? When's that going to happen? Okay. Ooh. Okay. Sweetheart, could you confirm for me, okay? And or you would understand this, okay? Because I don't ask questions. As a medium, we shouldn't ask questions. I don't know if you're going to know this, and I don't really want to know if I want to spoil the surprise. I've let the cat out of the bag anyway. Has there been talk of marriage lately?
I haven't talked to him about it, but his divorce is finalizing and.
Right. Okay. Because there's going to be or there has been talk of marriage. He's telling me. Okay. Because sweetheart, get up. Okay. Thank you. I'll tell you the love from your mum or your nan is fantastic, and she's quite a comical person as well. Okay, sweetheart. Okay.
So yeah, she was.
But she was a busy lady as well, she's telling me. She was a busy lady, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I want to describe a little bit more about her as well, because she's showing me, would you understand, not tight curls, but curly hair. You'd understand this with her?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Although she had trouble, okay, getting back up, but she was on bended knee, okay, which means to me, actually, I think something drastic is about to happen, where maybe this gentleman may, when he said he wants to take it to the next level, did he tell you anything about skipping a few levels and actually getting on bended knee and making it more official?
I don't know. He's just coming back around, so I don't know where he wants to take it.
Yeah, maybe this is something that will be coming up then, because this is something that she's talking about. Okay, okay, thank you. He's marriage material. She's saying. Okay, so I think you get approval from loved ones in spirit. Okay, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there anything else you want me to know or link him for?
Oh, no, I just wanted to see where the relationship was headed, if I...
Okay, well...
stabilizing, so...
I think I've told you. So, sweetheart, just take the love from your nan and also the granddad figure that's in spirit, okay? Please pass on the message of happy birthday to your mum and have that little glass of sherry on the side for her as well, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you want to listen to this reading back again, obviously go to mikespirits.fm, okay? And go to the archives and listen to it at your leisure.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Mm-hmm. On that note, Thank you. Bye. Take care. And on that note, I'm going to just thank that lovely lady, okay, from Spirit, that came through and gave me that fantastic piece of information, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for coming forward and using or sharing the energy, okay? Thank you, sweetheart. And go back into the light, sweetheart. Thank you very much. So before I go move on to the next telephone line, I'm going to go and just check the emails, okay? I'm going to go for a bit of a break. Because obviously my voice is getting a bit husky, so I'm going to go for a bit of a break, have a bit of a track or song. It's unscheduled, I have to say, but bear in mind I'm suffering this cold. I'm going to have a drink, and I'll come back. I'll come straight back to the telephone lines. I'll speak to you in a minute. Well, there you go, the fantastic ABBA. As I said, it was an unscheduled pit stop. I needed to clear my throat, blow my nose, and have a drink, and so on. So I left it down to our lovely producer to choose the tracks. So thanks, Mr. Producer, for those fantastic tracks. Obviously, they are classics, I have to say. Just not my style, as you will tell, obviously. So let's get the energy going. I believe I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Actually, before I go back to the phone lines, I'm going to just check my emails again. I was checking in during the break as well, and just to see what's going on. Okay, and I think I might... Okay, the competition is still open, okay? The competition is still open for the Colin Fry tickets. Please email me or text me, okay? info@nick-humphreys.com or text me at, was it 07970-668-307. Okay, just email me the answer. The email is pretty simple. It's Colin Fry. I've given you the answer. It's to the theatre in Bedworth, the Civic Theatre in Bedworth. They must go tonight, otherwise I've got a long drive. So, right, I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. I think I caught them off the hop, actually. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines. I believe I might have a caller on line two. I believe, do we have Anne?
Hello?
Hello, is that Anne?
Yes.
Hi, Anne. Oh. How are you?
Hi, I hope I stay connected, because I was getting disconnected earlier.
Okay, no problem. Yes, we're here. You're live on the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in out on Long Island, New York.
Okay, cool. So how can I help you this afternoon?
Well, I wanted to see if you're getting anything about something that I have to do tomorrow. It's kind of an important thing. I don't know if you're going to get messages from Spirit or just anything that you're picking up on.
Okay, let me see what I can get for you, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Can you come forward for me? Okay, thank you. Right, I'm actually getting a gentleman in Spirit World, okay, coming forward. Now, as he's coming forward, now I know I've got a cold and I've got a bit of a heavy chest, but he's really making my chest hurt, okay? Like, really, I'm struggling to breathe almost with this gentleman being here, okay? Not out of mind, obviously, because I'll ask him to take that away. Okay, thank you, sir. Oh, okay. And he's just saying, actually, he would have passed over with this condition. Okay, thank you. I'm being drawn to the gentleman being... Are you on your father's side? Father's side of the family. I'm being drawn towards father, to be precise, okay? You understand
okay.
this?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. But you'd understand the condition that he would have passed over with as well.
Yeah.
So it would be, okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, I'm just going to ask him to take that away because he keeps putting it on me and I don't really want that because I'm struggling to breathe as it is. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Okay, what is it then? He just said it's really important. What is that? What is it? Okay. He's talking about a decision. You've got a decision to make. Okay, what's that to do with it? Okay. But you'd understand that you've got a decision to make? You'd understand this?
In a sense, yeah.
In a sense. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, what's this to do with? Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, and she's got to sign for this now, has she? Okay, thank you. He's talking about the fact that you've got to sign for something tomorrow. You understand this?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure about the signing part, but it kind of has to do with legalities, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, thank you, sweetheart. I have to give it to you how they say it to me, okay? Because only you would be able to make sense of it, okay? But he's talking to me about the fact you would have had to, at some stage along the line, had to have signed for something, but it's to do with tomorrow as well, okay? Okay, thank you. He's just told me it's the final chapter, the closure of the book. You'd understand this.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, thank you. Say again? Okay. He's also telling me to tell you, actually, you've made the right choice. Okay? You'd understand this? Is that what you want to say? Okay, thank you. And he's also talking to me about... say again, can you just say it to me once more so I can get it right for him? Okay. He's telling me that there's been a lot of pain and anguish over this as well. You'd understand this?
Yes.
Okay. 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 He wants to bring a bit of a lighter note to this as well, because he's telling me, on one hand, he's telling me that actually there's been some tears shed over this as well. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. But he's telling me, I'll say it as closely as possible as I can in his words, okay? There's no more crying for you now, girl. That's what he's saying, okay? Is that what you want me to say? Okay, thank you. Okay. Oh, okay. Right, thank you. Only tears of joy. That's what he's saying to me.
Wow.
Okay. 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 What else do you want to give to me, sweetheart? Okay. Okay. He's also just making me aware as well, because he just said to me, can you just tell her, is that Gran, is it? Gran's there in spirit. He's actually connected up with Gran in spirit. Excuse me. The reason he's making me aware of this is because there was some sort of concern over Gran. You would understand this. Before you answer, let me just ask him, because I want clarity of this, please. Can you give me clarity of what you mean by that? Okay. There was not a health concern, but there was a concern of what? Okay, thank you. It's not a health concern or anything like that. It's more of a it's not necessarily a concern, is it, really? Okay. It's just saying it was more of a concern as to whether she was okay, if that makes any sense. Which you will understand that.
When she passed, you mean?
Yeah. He's telling me somebody was worried on the earth plane, somebody was worried about whether or not she'd actually passed over. So this might be something that actually
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. Because she's... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. He's just saying to me that she's here, okay? And she would have stood shorter than him, okay? I would say, actually, Dad is probably about a little bit taller than me. I'd say probably about 5'9", 5'10". You understand
exactly.
That with your father. Okay.
Exactly.
And she would have stood a little bit shorter than him, probably about 5'6", 5'7". Okay?
She's pretty small. If it's his mother, she was pretty short, but...
Okay, I'm terrible with heights, I have to say. But she...
I might be a little taller than me, because I'm really small. I'm only
okay,
5 feet
you.
Tall, so...
Right. I have to stick with that height. Do you know why I have to stick with that height? Because that was the height that she used to like be at in her glory. Okay, so actually, when you look at photographs, she would have stood a little bit taller than what she was when she passed over. Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, okay, okay. Why are you giving me that? Is that anything to do with what she's doing tomorrow? No. Okay. Okay. What is it actually tomorrow? Okay. I keep hearing the word divorce. In my head. Is that something to do with tomorrow? I'm not sure.
Not
you understand
at all.
That? Okay. No. Why are you giving me divorce? Why are you giving me divorce? Okay. There is. I have to give you what they're saying, okay? So hang on a second. I'm going to work with it. Why are you giving me divorce, sweetheart? What's that about? Okay. Is that in the family or is that... Okay. Okay. Sweetheart, there's something going on, okay? I'm not going to say actually it's going to end in divorce, but there's probably someone in your family that's having a bit of a difficult time with a relationship. Would you understand this?
Maybe. It's, it could be. I don't know. It's not. Well, I'm not. Actually.
Say again.
I'm not married or anything. So.
No. It's. He just said to me, "Oh, divorce," and I have to ask him. You know, this is where I work differently sometimes, because I actually ask out loud, what do you mean by that? Okay, because he's just said divorce. I give it to you. You don't quite understand it, so I say, what do you mean by that? Okay, please. Okay. And he's just telling me, say again. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay. He's drawing my attention to a man in the family circle. Okay. Okay, thank you. That is either holding back. What's that then? Or not? It's almost like he needs some help, but he's not saying to family, things aren't going away. But I have to give it to you, okay? Because it may come up at some stage, okay? It's not going to end in divorce, but it's as remember what I said right at the beginning of my show. personal responsibility. We have a personal responsibility as a medium. I'm not going to tell you they're divorced or they're going to divorce because they're not. It's just telling me it's a relationship problem that maybe somebody in the family needs help with, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I'm going to leave that little bit there for you, okay? Because you'll have to find that out. Okay, sweetheart, can you come forward a bit more? Okay. Why are you making me do that? Okay. He's actually making me jog on the spot. Okay, thank you. Because he's telling me, actually, this is something that you need to do. You need to get moving. He's talking to me about. Do you understand this? He's talking about...
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. He's talking about fitness levels. You don't right. Understand the fitness.
Yeah, I do need to get back to working out. I do.
Okay. Yeah, you're not the only one. okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Okay, because it's carrying on from there, and he's talking about the fact that that you used to like, or you don't go out as often as you did. He's
right.
Talking about the outside, and I'm talking like, you know, going for a jog in Central Park. Is that in New York?
I don't really jog, but I like to work out, and I used to like to dance a lot, so he may be referring to that.
So yeah, he's talking about his. Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm not going to sing that. He's talking about let's get physical, but as in like you know for you now, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can definitely understand that.
Right, he's making me cough now. Stand back a little bit. Just I don't want what you've had. Sorry, sweetheart. I don't mean to be rude. Okay, thank you. Take that away. Okay. Okay. But he's really adamant about the fact that you need to smile more, okay? He's shown me, okay? He's shown me lots of boxes. Why are you showing me lots of boxes? Okay. Thank you. He's talking to me about the fact that either you're living your life out of boxes, okay? Or you're putting stuff in boxes. You understand this?
It would kind of almost be... I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be moved. There's clutter in the house because things have happened here, but he might be also connecting to the fact that I'm trying to keep my home. So that's kind of what tomorrow is about.
Right.
That's maybe what he's seeing. Maybe he's seeing them trying not to be moving or there is a lot.
Right.
There were boxes and stuff around because there's been some things that have happened to the house, and I've had to move a lot of things around. But
okay, he's talking about. He's talking now. Obviously, you know, I'm not going to talk too much about what you've just said, okay? Because what he's just saying is, you know, the fact that there's something or something has been signed tomorrow, quite important. He's talking about smiling. His words are to me, you know. Don't live in the boxes or, you know, get the stuff out of the boxes, he's telling me. Okay, so this is like, it's almost like, he's telling me also that things are just going to be okay, you know. Okay, thank you. Okay. But, okay, thank you. Was that about work, is that? Okay. He's also talking about work as well. He's telling me that for some reason work isn't quite what it should be. You understand this?
Unemployed at the time, so yeah.
So, okay. Excuse me. Okay. Right. Okay. So what about the work? Okay. 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 Is it going to come in paper form or is it going to be something else? Okay. Okay. Because he's talking about a new job role coming in for you. Okay. When's that going to be then? I'm being drawn to... I know it sounds quite a way away, okay? Say again. Can you just give me that date again? Is it a date or a month? Okay. Okay. I'm being given the number 6, okay? So I feel drawn towards 6 weeks, okay? So there's something going on within 6 week period or something going to start within 6 weeks.
Okay.
Is it a job? Okay, so look towards a job within 6 weeks. I know it's probably not going to help you out, but he's talking... Don't stand too close. You're giving me your cough. Okay. Okay, so he's talking about 6 weeks. Okay, thank you. Right, so, yeah, again, he's just clarifying that for me, that it would be a job situation coming up within 6 weeks. Okay? Is that okay. All right there for you, sweetheart? Is that okay?
Yeah, very.
Okay. I'm going to leave it there for you because he's such a lovely gentleman, okay? He's a really gentle person as well. But he was caring. He was, I want to say he was strong as well.
Yeah.
But towards the end of his life here on the Earth plane, he was a bit frail and a bit weak. You'd understand that with him.
Yes, so he was ill, and the thing that the disease itself, it was like a side effect, and he had a pulmonary embolism. So in the end, yes, he would not be able to breathe. So
right, and
so
this is I'm going to ask him to stand back because he's so happy to be able to pass on this information that he's drawing himself a little bit too close. Not that I mind. It's just that when I'm suffering a bit of a cold, he's drawing my energy and he's making me really heavy-chested. And as you heard, I'm coughing
yeah.
as well. Okay, so I'm gonna finish the reading there. Okay, take your
okay.
father love from spirit world. Okay, and good luck for tomorrow. I can see lovely things happening. Keep smiling, as he says. If you want to listen to this reading again, obviously go back to the archives on mikespirit.fm. Okay, you can listen to your leisure.
Thanks.
All right, sweetheart. Just take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Again, I'm going to ask, as we always do, and as we always should, okay, as a medium, is we always thank those spirits, okay, those loved ones that come forward to pass on the information, okay, and the evidence and the guidance. So I thank you, sir, for coming forward, okay, and already I start to feel better. My chest feels a lot lighter, okay. I don't feel like I'm going to cough because his presence has now left the studio, okay. So this is how it is. It's amazing. I love my job so much. You know, if I had the energy and I didn't have to sleep at night, okay, I would work 24/7 if spirit allowed it to be, okay? But we, you know, I call it our earthly life, okay? We all have an earthly life. You know, I've got a family. I have to look after, you know, my kid. We've got animals, we've got horses and dogs. Dog now, unfortunately, we're going to get another dog. You know, so we have to look after those things. But also, it's not just about me, my family, my dogs, the horses, or my bubs, okay, baby. It's about our friends. We look after our friends as well, you know, and, you know, charity. You know, me and Michelle, we do a lot of charity work. And I want to say this, because let me see if there's any other callers. I don't think there's any callers at the moment, so I'm going to talk about this quickly, okay? People say to me, how on earth do you charge for your readings? Now, obviously, I do private one-to-one readings. You can obviously phone me. You have my mobile number now. I've given it out plenty of times, okay? And I was always, it's a battle that I always had, and many mediums will, okay, about whether or not they should be charging for doing readings, okay? And I want you to think of it this way, okay? Now, I'm standing here, linking to spirit world, and I'm using my energy. Spirit are using energy, okay, to come forward. So after my show, I'll probably be sitting on my sofa, put my feet up for half an hour before I go to bed to recoup my energy, okay? So if you was here and doing a one-to-one reading or having a one-to-one reading with me, I'd be using that energy up, okay? And one form of getting that energy back is money. Money is an energy. It makes the world go round, as you say, okay? So that's how we can, you know, we charge. It's not that you're charging for that reading, you're charging for my time, my energy. That's what you're doing. And people say, well, yeah, but you shouldn't be, you know, you shouldn't be charging for your readings. Well, actually, I should. It's my job. Spirit, you know, want me to actually work for them. I want to work for them. So, you know, it's not a problem. It's something that I've wanted to do since childhood, okay? So to put a balance into it, we do charity work. So I'll get up on stage alongside other mediums, Michelle, like the likes, and we will raise money for different charities, Air Ambulance, kids charities, cancer charities, you name it. I've done one for kickboxing charity. I've done a fire walk where I walked on burning embers, you know, for charity. So I see that then as a balance because I'm giving back something to people, you know. I have people, you know, I had this lovely lady here the other day doing a private reading. Obviously, I can't talk about personal readings, okay? But she was such a lovely lady. I had a lot going on in her life. I gave her a reading, and the reading was about an hour and a half. I normally do an hour, okay? So an hour and a half. But I could tell, and even in fact my wife could tell as well, that this lady wanted something a bit more, okay? So what did we do? She sat here for probably about 2 hours after, okay? Yep, I'm just getting a nod from my dear wife, okay? 2 hours after, just talking. Because talking, my friends, is healing, okay? And if we can't talk to those people that are in need, okay, you know, what, you know, how can we call ourselves human or spiritual? How can we call ourselves even Christian, you know, if we can't talk to somebody in their hour of their need, okay? So therefore, we can. You know, it's an exchange of energy, okay? You crossed my palms with gold, big chunks of gold. No, I'm joking. As an energy being money, okay? And I use my energy to bring your loved ones through, connect with the spirit world. Or I sit there for 2 hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. You know, I've done a reading. They've paid me whatever it is I charge for an hour. And they've been here 4 hours, 5 hours, because they needed it. It's just the way it goes. Michelle will confirm this for me as well. She would say, oh, Nick, you know, I had this couple here and they wouldn't go. And they, you know, ended up having Sunday lunch or whatever it is. So it's just the way it goes. It's that's how we are. We're open. Because that's what we are. We're unconditional. And I always say we're unconditional in love and the way that we see people. Okay? So that's just us. Anyway, I've just had this little tinkle from my email address. Okay? I've got a sneaky suspicion I might have a winner. Let's have a look. Have we got? It's too long-winded. I don't think so. I don't think we've got a winner. Unfortunately, never mind. I'm going to go back to the telephone lines and see if we've got any callers. I think. Do we have any other callers? Last call. Yes, we do. I believe. Is it Rebecca or is it Anne? Which one have we got?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, hello, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you, Nick?
Yeah, I'm good. Where are you calling from, Sweetie?
Except for the cold,
yeah, it's dreaded cold.
I've got so one anyway. Of those, too.
I think, actually, there's something going around in the UK. It's quite nasty, but when it gets you, it gets you. So where are you calling from, Sweetie?
North Carolina,
woo, nice. Okay, and how can I help you?
I have a lot going on, so anything that spirit or any messages that anyone has for me.
Okay, I'm going to have to make this really quick for you, okay, because obviously time is ticking.
Okay.
Because I'm linking to spirit, okay, and I'm just being told something. I just want confirmation of who they are. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Right, okay. Okay, sweetheart, I'll tell you that I've got grandparents here in spirit world connected to what side? Mum's side of the family, okay? You understand grandparents, mum's side of the family in spirit world?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And they come through really quick, okay? And they're making me feel like I'm rushing, okay? You could tell the tempo of my voice is speeded up. You understand this? So it's like you're rushing around, you're doing too much. You understand this?
Okay,
yeah. Okay. Because they're telling me, sweetheart, can you just tell her to relax? Okay? Okay, thank you. It's like you're not relaxing. And say again. Okay, thank you. They're telling me actually what's going on is that you're so busy. Now my head's starting to hurt. So they're telling me that actually you're doing so much, you're not relaxing, and you're missing stuff. You don't understand this. Say again. Okay. Okay. What's she doing? Why okay. They're telling me, actually, you're trying to juggle. Okay, second. Is it work? Okay, well, okay. I'm being drawn towards work, okay? There's something going on around work where you're trying to juggle a little bit too much, and it's interfering with other stuff. Is that what you're saying to me? You don't understand this, because they're telling me, like, you're doing a lot work-based stuff, but it's interfering with... I wouldn't say towards your personal life. You don't understand this.
Well, I feel like that me being unhappy at the job has caused a lot of grief.
Okay. Second. Okay. 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 Besides this as well, okay, they're drawing my attention to a gentleman in your life at the moment. You'd understand that, obviously, you've got a gentleman connection on the earth plane?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. What's going on there? Okay, and you'd understand, actually, for some reason, there seems to be a communication breakdown between you and this gentleman. Do you understand this?
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
Okay, and it's like they're telling me that it's... It's like you're... How do I say that? They're telling me in different ways, okay? So I need to give it to you how they tell you. It's like you're on both sides of the fence. It's like, okay, thank you. It's like one will say something, the other won't listen. The other will say something, the other won't listen. Do you make sense of this? It's just,
yes.
It's like mini battles. I'm being told it's like mini battles in their house. Okay, okay, thank you. Okay, sweetheart, you'd also understand that there's, they're talking to me about children. Okay, you'd understand that you've got children?
Yes.
Okay, and you'd understand this is also having an effect on the children?
Yes.
They're telling... Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. It's, I want to go back to this work base. It's either that either you've got too much work on or a partner's got too much work on, but it's how... Just arguing has got to stop. They're telling me the fighting or disagreements has got to stop because it's having an effect on the children they keep talking to me about. Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, okay. I'm going to have to bring this to a close because I'm coming to very closely to the end of my show. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. Okay, they're very quickly just saying to me, do you know what? These two lovely people, being yourself and partner, have really missed the plot, okay? And the understanding, or they've missed the connection towards each other. You'd understand this.
That my the grandparents have?
No, you.
I've missed the connection with the gentleman.
Yeah. It's like there's something they're talking. It's like there's either a problem at home or you're arguing with this gentleman. It's having an effect on the kids. But really, what you've lost sight of each other. This is what they're saying. Okay, thank you. This is what's important about your reading, okay, is that you've lost sight of each other and you need to regain that ground again. Say again. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, say again. Okay. And very quickly, she just came in and just said there's a celebration going to happen around you at the time as well. Thank you, so much. When's that? In August. So August is an important date, as a month for you. You understand that?
For good things?
Yeah. So it could either be a passing, a celebration, anniversary of a passing, or a wedding, or, you know, as I said, birthday. But there's something going on in August. Okay, thank you. Okay. But I know it's not really answered all your questions, but they're telling me for you to look at the family. The family is what they're telling me is important. They're saying to me that you need to slow down, relax, think about the family, okay? That's what they're saying to me. Okay?
Okay.
I hope this helps you, okay?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay, sweetheart. Take the love from the spirit world. Obviously, if you want to listen back so you can just get a bit more understanding about what I'm saying, listen back to the archives of the reading at mikespirit.fm, okay? I'm going to have to leave it there, okay, sweetheart. I'm going to obviously thank the spirits for coming through. So, guys, I'm coming to the end of my show. I've got literally 2 minutes left. I'm going to quickly check my emails. I don't think I've got any winners for the competition. If I'll leave the competition open for the weekend or even up to Mike's show on Sunday. Obviously, I'm Nick Humphreys. I'm your host for this evening, and this was the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Find me on Facebook, International Medium Nick Humphreys. Find my website. It's got all the information about all the shows that I've been doing. Obviously, next week, another two-hour show. Hopefully, I should have a guest. We get more callers in. Until then, guys, wherever you are on this lovely planet of ours, love and light to you all.
Thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for international medium Nick Humphreys or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.